Welcome to the H2H Human Connection Done Right Summit, bringing together forward-thinking leaders who understand that true innovation happens when people, process, and technology work in harmony. Lean into this refreshing, energizing experience designed to inspire you with a new approach to a timeless principle. Our speakers will offer fresh insights that will challenge perspectives and spark new ideas.
Hey. So this is Unshakable, how to lead with perseverance and resilience in times of challenge or change. And this is both for leaders and their teams. So one frame I want to bring up here initially is to remember that life happens for us. Life doesn't happen to us. And I'm not trying to get airy-fairy. This is really getting real with life is happening for us, right? All of our challenges, adversity, our change, everything I've faced, everything you've faced or will face is to help us up-level, is to help us grow, is to help us be better and better leaders. So with that, I would encourage you not just to march to the beat of your own drum. You've heard this saying, you know, march to beat your own drum. I say, instead of marching, be your own drum, build your own drum. And see, this phrase is not only about individuality. It's about leadership. It's about resilience. And it's about perseverance in the face of challenges, which life is full of. And they're there for reasons. They're there to push us and help us grow. Every leader and every team faces adversity, change, and uncertainty. It's life. That is life, right? The only constant is change. The key question, though, is how do we respond versus playing victim? How do we respond versus reacting? So today we're going to talk about the mindset, the strategies, and real-world examples of resilience and perseverance in leadership and teams, especially during tough times, including growth, massive growth, challenges, big change, organizational change, huge success, or layoffs, acquisitions, or mergers, all of which I've been through. Adversity these days is not an exception. It's the norm, in fact. Adversity, looking at the way the world is right now, the way North America is heading right now, it's not an exception in leadership and on teams. It's the rule. So those who can really learn to navigate it become stronger, become more innovative, and better equipped to handle the next challenge. When I was at IBM, Novell, and Lenovo, again, I went through with mergers, layoffs, acquisitions, massive growth in smaller companies like Platespin. And massive growth can be as much as a problem as a downturn, just in a different way. I've been through massive changes, growth, adversity, downturn in my own business for the past 12 years. And with my own life challenges with obesity, with mental health issues, chronic fatigue syndrome, and being intensely bullied when I was younger, leading to a lot of imposter syndrome and self-doubt to work on. And also me questioning, how the heck am I going to get things done when I can barely stay awake when doing the bare minimum exhausts me? So those are some questions I had asked myself and realizing that, well, again, like I said before, life happens for us, not to us. Let's start by defining perseverance and resilience, in fact, before we really, really get into things. So perseverance is about commitment. It's about consistency. It's about grit. It's about sticking with a goal despite difficulties, despite, you know, immense obstacles. It's about continuing no matter what. Zero excuses, zero tolerance for victim mindset, either in yourself or your teams or others. Now, resilience is the ability to adapt, to recover, and to thrive. Yes, to thrive after setbacks or perceived setbacks. Now, these qualities are essential for navigating uncertainty, whether it's economic uncertainty and economic downturns, industry disruptions, or either internal or external challenges, both to the business or ourselves. One example, Howard Schultz faced over 200 rejections before securing investment for Starbucks, and his perseverance changed the coffee industry forever. I just returned from Colombia, South America, and yes, there's lots of Starbucks there as well. So imagine if Howard Schultz has given up after 50, 100, or even 199 rejections. Ditto with Sir Richard Branson when asking banks for funding when he was founding the Virgin Group. Or Thomas Edison's 2000 ways on how not to build a light bulb, right? Other examples could be J.K. Rowling was rejected by 12 publishers before Harry Potter became one of the most successful book franchises in history, then one of the most successful movie franchises in history. And J.K.'s resilience turned failure into opportunity. Now, leaders and teams that embody these traits don't just survive change. They use it as a catalyst for growth. And a funny metaphor, humorous metaphor for you, while remaining tactful with my language here. Well, cow poop produces methane. Stay with me here. Cow poop produces methane. And methane is one of the fuels that the space shuttle gets launched on. It's one of the main fuels for most space shuttles. So this metaphor can show that turning crappy situations, pun intended, into rocket fuel is one of the ways that successful companies navigate and grow and rocket through adversity, right? So the role of leadership in cultivating resilience. Back at IBM, back at Novell, back at Lenovo and Platespin, a very small company that grew very, very, very quickly, I saw a couple things. One was that leaders set the emotional and strategic tone during adversity, right? They really set this tone. And their mindset, their behaviors, their actions and inactions, their fears and worries really influence how the teams react. There's a psychological term called transference, and it's science I'm talking about here. Your vibe, if you will, your mindset, your energy, the way you view something or think about something, your fears towards something will influence how others feel about them too. In fact, there was a scientific study done years ago about teachers, and they took a couple of teachers, two different teachers, and one different group of students. They said to one teacher, we feel really bad for you. Sorry, you're stuck with these students. You know, they're a bunch of dummies. You know, they try hard, but they're really not going far. Just, you know, give your best and, you know, try to get as many of them passed as you can. And as you can imagine, those students didn't do very well in the course. They did, in fact, very, very poorly in the course. Now, another teacher, they took the same group of students, and in this teacher's class, they said, you know what? I hope you're ready for this. These students are going to give you a run for your money. These students are bright. They're geniuses. They're the minds of tomorrow. And, you know, I hope you're going to keep up to them. And because these students are amazing. And well, guess what happened? Yes, big surprise. The students did incredibly well. Big surprise. Through transference, right? It's that transfer, if you will, of that vibe, of that energy, the beliefs, the fears, the belief that something is good, bad, or otherwise, the belief that something is possible, the belief that something will succeed, will win, or that it's going to go down the toilet. That belief, that vibe, that feeling, that energy, scientifically proven, will literally go out to the other people on your teams. It also goes out to your customers as well. So we need to be very, very careful what is going on in our head, in our brain, what the mindset is right up here and what we feel towards the success or failure or the inevitability of decline in a situation is versus we are not giving up. Anything is possible. We are going at this. We are winning. We are kicking ass and taking names, and we're going to persevere through this no matter what. And that mindset will directly influence the other people on your teams, other teams, and even including customers, because your teams will influence what customers feel as well through their own transference of that vibe, that belief, that energy, that resilience and perseverance that anything is possible. We're getting through this and we're going to win. And in fact, we're going to grow through this and grow from this. So like I said before, leaders set the emotional and strategic tone during adversity, challenge, and change. The question, the big important question is your default setting to defend your limitations or expand your possibilities? As the saying goes, ego goeth before the fall. And I have experiences of this myself. I've failed and fallen because of it. And I've seen great leaders fail and fall because of it too. Yes, have confidence without letting ego get in the way. Be confident, be sure of yourself, and be open to knowing that we don't know everything. And in fact, the more I learn, the more I know I don't know everything. It's a very, very humble and powerful place to be because it will give you growth and lead a growth mindset. And I feel we can learn from anyone. One cool example of this is the Ford CEO, Alan Mulally, led Ford through the 2008 financial crisis with a one Ford vision, unifying the company and avoiding the pandemic-driven and panic-driven decisions that led competitors to seek bailouts and have massive, massive failures. And Ford found a way to avoid a lot of this and to persevere through that 2008 financial crisis. And obviously, Ford is still around and doing quite well despite competition. So this one Ford, this one vision and having the company unified, supporting everyone, led them to success and maintaining that success through massive adversity when many other companies and organizations were literally failing and needed bailing. No pun intended. Transparency. Transparency and communication builds trust. Teams, employees, and even other leaders and colleagues need clarity, even if the news isn't always positive. Uncertainty breeds fear, but clarity fuels resilience. I'll say that again. Uncertainty does breed fear. Back at IBM and Lenovo, the big blue culture was, you will know when you need to know, and we'll tell you exactly what you need to know when you need to know it. And this killed morale. It killed trust. It killed retention. People were leaving. People were doing the bare minimum. I was encouraging colleagues to continue to help them stay engaged instead of disengaging all the time, right? The lack of transparency and the closed doors that sometimes happened years ago at Big Blue were very, very demotivating. That populist saying, no news is good news, is totally false. In fact, it's total BS. People's minds and the rumor mill will get going at 1,000 miles an hour unless there is clarity and transparency. Even with bad news, the bad news can be dramatically different when you are authentic, you're honest, you're transparent with people. This is going on as long as you're clear and transparent, even with bad news. And bad news is dramatically different when you can come with solutions or even ask for solutions to get team members helping, get them engaged, get them brainstorming, get them motivated to stay, to stick around, to ask for help and to do their best. And you can get great, great, great examples and great support from teams. When you bring, you know, bad news, for example, or challenges to teams, you can get amazing results, amazing solutions, amazing brainstorming if you only involve them versus keeping them in the dark, keeping them out of the know, if you will, for whatever reason, prevent them from leaving, prevent them from getting demotivated, ironically, because that is what's going to demotivate them. It's going to limit them. Uncertainty will unfortunately breed stagnancy, breed stuckness. Some people will stick their head in their sand. Some people will stop. Some people will bail, will quit, will go on, will jump ship if there's no certainty. So one way is we can create certainty is by creating clarity and transparency and saying, these are the solutions we think we're going to create and bring towards this challenge or this problem. What solutions do you have? Your people with the boots on the ground often will have the best solutions and will already have solutions as well. So ask. It's okay to bring bad news. Hey, because, well, most people, first of all, are already aware of it. Most people can read the writing on the wall, so to speak. And most people these days have great, great BS detectors because of the way the world's going. So they know when we say everything is okay, nothing's wrong, we got it handled, or we'll tell you when you need to know, kind of thing. It's intensely demotivating when ironically, it can be intensely motivating and building for success and helping create success in your world, in that organizational world. And I really believe that leaders must embrace a growth mindset, seeing failures as stepping stones rather than stopping points, and encouraging your team to do this too. Most importantly, encouraging your team to see failures as these stepping stones. See, self-leadership matters. As a leader, if you want a resilient team, you must model resilience yourself. See, people will do about 10% of what you tell them. However, they'll do about 90% of what you show them, what you demonstrate to them. They'll essentially walk your walk. That's why self-discipline, emotional intelligence, and a clear vision are essential leadership foundations, and sharing with them your vision, getting them clear on that vision, giving them clarity during times of uncertainty with your vision, and also getting them on board on that. Not to mention asking them, what is your vision? Let's make sure the visions are aligned. Because if you have opposite visions or competing visions, well, that's not going to work very well to encourage staff, to engage staff, and to get all the wheels on the bus going the right direction and in the same direction. Otherwise, well, if you have four wheels on a bus, you're not gonna go too fast if they're all pointing their opposite directions. Now, speaking of growth mindset, if you want your team to grow, you need to grow too, right? Constantly. And share that growth with your team. Share what you're learning. Share your wins. Share what you're learning to your team to motivate them and to encourage them to grow too, so that they know that is the key to success. Again, model what you want people to do. Demonstrate what you want people to do, because they're going to do more of what you do than what you say. Speaking of motivating your team, there is no worse way to demotivate and disengage a team than to not walk your talk. In some of the big corporate environments I was with in the past and some of the companies I've spoken and taught for, well, we had leaders come and say one thing and do another, promise one thing and then do another, or promise they wouldn't do something and do it anyways. The result, listen, instant disengagement, instant disconnection. People stopped doing their best. And I'll admit, I stopped doing my best too for some of these leaders that just, you know, didn't walk their walk, didn't walk the talk, hugely inauthentic, you know, do as I say, not as I do, and just rule with an iron fist. It may do the bare minimum not to get fired, but that's about all you'll do. Or you'll pretend even, some people pretend to do the bare minimum not get fired, right? So walking the talk is a huge, huge thing. Being authentic, communicating, being open, and really, really caring about your team, actually caring, not just, we have an open door policy here, except when my door is closed. Right? Genuinely actually caring and showing people your care versus, oh, you know, first name basis or open door policy, which yes, is great, but also there can be a lot of BS with that because often leaders will not walk that talk. Conversely, Hugh, a top leader at PlateSpin and then Novell after PlateSpin was acquired, had people stick around, including myself, during hard times, tough times, challenges, downturns, offers of higher pay from headhunters, again, including myself, or seemingly better grass is greener opportunities. Again, I saw this personally, offered to myself and offered to other people on the team. We stuck around because Hugh would sometimes shield us from the nonsense from you know, higher up. He would be completely transparent with us, offer huge clarity, offer his solutions and what he was going to do and how he was going to help us grow things, rectify things, fix things. And also asking us for our, what are your opinions? You're my soldiers on the ground, he would always say. What do you think? What are your solutions? What do you know we already need to change? What have you come up with solutions already, but no one is listening to? I will listen. So he was amazing. And he had people stick around and give their best during hard times, downturns, you name it. And even times of massive, massive growth as well for that little company, PlateSpin. A little known person named Nelson Mandela, spent 27 years in prison, and he was constantly reading, studying, thinking, and reflecting instead of sitting there or watching TV or thinking, what was me? And because of that, he emerged as a leader who unified a divided nation. His resilience and his choice, it's a choice, it's always a choice, even not choosing, that is a choice. Nelson Mandela's resilience and his choice to grow and persevere through great adversity, be in prison for 27 years. And his triumph, his journey, it wasn't just personal. It shaped history. It reunited South Africa. It's amazing. So being able to persevere through anything and learn and grow through that and take that cow poop and turn that into rocket fuel will turn you and your team into massive leaders. And again, your team will also walk your walk too, so they will do it too. So how do we build a resilient team culture? How do we do this? Well, trust and psychological safety. Teams perform much, much better when they feel safe to share ideas and concerns. Leaders must create an environment where failure is treated as feedback and growth and learning, not as final judgment. Asking, what did you win at today and what did you fail at today is a great, great thing around the dinner table, around the conference table, and just before someone leave at work or just as they come in the next day in the morning. Now, Google did a lot of research around this, in fact. It was called Project Aristotle. And they did a lot of research around what made teams perform the highest. It wasn't money, it wasn't positions or time off or even threats. It was psychological safety. It was also meaning. It was also clarity, as you've talked about. So in times of uncertainty, leaders need to create certainty and clarity for themselves and their teams. I'll say that again. In times of uncertainty, great leaders, businesses small and large, need to create certainty and clarity from themselves and their teams. Well, also, leaders in times of great challenge and change need to create meaning and impact in their work for themselves and for the work for their teams. In fact, in the book Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl found during the concentration camps of World War II that it was meaning and purpose that helped people last through the Nazi concentration camps. And it was having people find meaning and purpose through all that crap, again, no pun intended, that allowed people to thrive after the concentration camps and not be riddled with depression or mental health issues. These people actually persevered and thrived after the concentration camps. Those that found meaning and found purpose during their times in the camp, during the hardships in the camps as well. There was an interesting study involving Microsoft and a few other very successful Fortune 500 companies. And they found that by allowing everyone to share opinions, who express doubt and request and give feedback correlated with high performance teams, especially during times of challenge or change or adversity. And not just allowing it, however, facilitating it, requesting it, encouraging it, and even requiring it, having specific meetings, times, forums, huddles, technology that allows this, perhaps a Slack channel, a collaboration software, or some way to track people's doubts, problems, feedback, solutions, what's not working, some way to support that, facilitate that, organize it so it can be discussed, it can be uncovered versus having this hidden hidden fears, hidden worries, hidden virus, if you will, hidden demotivators. They exposed, they brought it out. They said, let's talk about it versus trying to hide people's doubts or fears or problems or challenges with the organization, thinking, oh, we don't want people knowing. We don't want to spread this around. Guess what? People know, people have great BS detectors. People read the writing on the wall. So by putting it out there, exposing it is the best way to remove it and resolve it. Now, it's also important to have support systems in order to really, really build a resilient team culture, right? Support systems are key because the 5 or 10 people you spend the most time with shape your success. And this applies to you. This applies to teams too. So surround yourself with individuals who uplift you, who challenge you, who call your BS, but also ask, hey, are you okay? Do you need to talk? What's going on? I actually care. Let's talk about this, right? People to challenge you, to lift you up, to call you on BS, and to make sure to encourage you forward, to support you through challenge and change in adversity. And make sure to facilitate this on your own teams and provide coaching or even a plan to improve for anyone who doesn't lift the team up. You've all heard the cliche saying that one bad apple can spoil the bunch. And it's true. One victim mindset or someone that operates at a lower frequency, if you will, can bring the entire team down, right? Can bring the entire team down. So if you want to know more, if you'd like to know more, you can reach me, James Robert Elliott, on LinkedIn. You can look at james@unleashyourpower.com, send me an email, or visit me, visit me on unleashyourpower.com. If you'd
Thank
like
you
to know more,
if you'd
like to hear more, I got lots more for you.
Session of Human Connection Done Right. As we transition to our next expert speaker, remember that together we are redefining the future. To stay engaged and informed, visit revenue-bydesign.com, where together we will be deliberate, be intentional, and be successful.